amazing. How's it going? Hope you guys are doing so well. Welcome to our episode number 4. Can we get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop!
We are here with Melanie.
Hello.
We're here with Kayleen.
Hello.
And we are here with Josiah, aka JoJo.
Hello.
So we're going to go ahead and get started in our podcast. Are you guys excited? Nervous?
Woot woot.
Okay, I'll take that as nervous. First and foremost, we are going to start with a game called Would You Rather? Now, don't think too hard on this.
Okay.
Or think too hard. I don't know. It's up to you. Free country. Okay. Would you rather lose an arm or lose an egg? Leg. Not an egg.
Leg.
Lose an arm or lose a leg?
Arm.
One or the other.
Arm.
If you lose a leg, you can't walk, which is a humongous. You still got the other one, you know?
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. Which that was too arm? Easy. That was way too easy.
But the like, one that, yes. Like, my undominant arm.
Yeah.
You would lose your non-dominant
arm.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, cool. Let's see. Ooh. No, that's too grotesque. I'm sorry. That's too much. Would you rather be stranded at sea or be buried alive?
Stranded
at sea. If you're buried alive, you're dead. But if you're stranded at sea,
you're dead.
I mean,
because you're by yourself.
Not necessarily.
Are you just looking for loopholes in this thing?
No, well, no. I'm saying.
I mean, sure. Why not?
One is certain death, and the other one is not. You know, so
how
stranded at sea.
How deep am I buried? Like 6 feet? Like I'm dead.
What's the type of earth or gravel
deep,
surrounding?
Waist deep, chest deep. I don't
Can
know.
Can I earthbend my way out of it?
I mean, you could if you wanted to.
Okay.
I would
this.
Say stranded at sea. Even though
stranded at sea. Is all of you stranded at sea?
Yeah.
These are way too easy questions, man.
We're just not big brain enough for this.
Oh, would you never be able to open your mouth? I can't speak, guys. Or never be able to close your eyes?
For sure, math.
Okay. Kayleen!
Oh, that's such a difficult one.
I talk too much, so I would just...
Honestly, my mouth.
Yeah.
No. Not able to be... Like, you can't open it.
Oh.
You can't open your mouth. Or the other one is you can't close your eyes
at
all.
But I still have...
You can never close your eyes? Your eyes can never be opened?
Your eyes can never be opened. So you can never... Wait, no. Your eyes are opened, but you can't close them.
That's so creepy trying to sleep. I would rather not.
Open. Imagine if you were trying to sleep, you're just like, you know, with your eyes wide open. Was that a
he
fly?
Wants to say something too.
I say my mouth.
Okay, well, if...
Because then I can just use ASL.
If we're not getting technical and opening your eyes wouldn't, like, dry them out, then eyes, because they're open and you can still see, you know?
I did.
It'd just be weird not blinking.
You can still see even if you have your mouth never opened again. So, if you want to get technical, JoJo.
Oh my goodness. We have a feud. Okay, last question. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel like you have to sneeze? So you can't complete your sneeze. You're like, you know, one of those really
like
weird
every
sneeze.
Minute?
Sneeze.
It's just for the rest of your life.
Honestly, I already have allergies.
Yeah.
Every morning. My sister knows too.
My dad he's allergic to spicy foods. When he eats spicy food, he hiccups
for
a week.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I forget what happened, but he like couldn't walk for like a month because he hiccuped and his back like hurt.
Oh
so he said,
gosh.
Like, when you hiccup, your back is constantly like moving. So he said it's the worst feeling
in the world. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. So when you hiccup, he goes like this?
No, because he has an allergic reaction to spicy foods. So like it makes him, I don't know why, but it makes him hiccup.
Interesting.
And he said it's the worst feeling he's ever felt.
Huh.
So wait, when you hiccup,
sneeze.
How are you supposed to eat?
Sneeze. I don't complete my sneezes most of the time.
I have
the
a very high-pitched, squeaky sneeze, and it's just...
Me too. I go...
I just try...
No, I do that to make it silent. Like,
I just try not to sneeze at all.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just dive into these questions, okay? Mm-hmm. Question numero uno. What color do you think of when you think of joy?
Yellow?
You think of yellow? Why?
I don't know. It's just, like, out there.
But there's other colors of the rainbow.
I know, but like, okay, so here's the thing. I have a yellow bike. And the reason why I got that yellow bike was because, like, if I was I'm not saying I would, but like, if I was in a police chase, they would never suspect a girl in a yellow bike.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Because it's like, and I have a basket, so like, they're not.
And I
like,
have a basket.
So they're gonna be like, yeah, she was the one. No.
Like, she's a basket. She must be. A basket.
But someone also told me it's the color of insanity. So.
Oh. Well, that's awkward.
But I still think it's yellow.
Okay, mm-hmm. Kaylee.
Honestly, I would choose anything that's like pastel colors.
Oh. Like,
How about that? I think of joy, it's like soft.
Happiness. What? Happiness. I thought she added an SH at the end of there. I was like, oh.
Happiness. I feel like light blue for like just like standard like peaceful joy. Because I'm like, I feel like.
At peace.
I think of myself as like peaceful. But then when I'm more like. I like these type of joys. Like more yellow.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I choose the color pink because I like pink. Pink is nice. Pink is a very pretty color. Nowadays, there's a bunch of pressure, even for younger kids like you guys. How do you deal with that? Like, whether it's, like, social media or it's just people in front of you, there's, like, a bunch of just pressure and stress. How do you deal with it?
Honestly,
I'm going to dig deep in your brain.
Honestly, separate myself from all the pressure that's going on. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, kind of pray about it.
Cool.
And, you know, when you're really stressed out, you would I usually read books because I'm a book nerd. So, and yeah.
In case everyone hasn't noticed, Kayleen is my sister, my younger sister. We are not twins. Yeah, JoJo. No, shook it. And yeah, she's definitely a book nerd.
In seventh grade, I kind of, like, I was, like, going through a hard time, and I kind of had just this image in my head of, like, you know that it's a pretty famous piece of art or sculpture? It's, like, a guy holding, like, the world on his hands.
Yeah.
I imagine that.
I love that,
like,
piece.
Yeah. But it's, I imagine, like, you know, like, that in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm just a small, like, God just, like, it's not even a big deal for him, and he's just, he holds all of the pressure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the way I, like, any pressure at all, you just, like, NAOIC last year, I was looking for a church. I was transitioning schools. Both of my parents were getting, or my mom was getting married, and my dad just got a girlfriend that moved in. So, like, literally not a single thing in my life wasn't changing. And I went to NAOIC, and we prayed in the car for, like, what, like, 5 hours, it felt like?
It was only, like,
I heard you guys prayed from the church all the way to the hotel,
and then
one of y'all was, like, drunk in the Holy Ghost. I don't know what's happening.
That would be me. That would be me.
I have videos, but, yeah. I feel like, yeah.
Scotty Boy has videos, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Scotty Boy.
It was funny, though, because we were inside the hotel, and I didn't know I was eating pizza while slaying in the spirit.
Really?
And,
Apparently. Did it fulfill your stomach needs?
I don't know. Like, right after, like, the next day after, I could you not? I was just like...
Could you not?
I could not remember anything. And then, I don't know if you know AJ Butler. Of course everybody knows AJ Butler.
AJ Butler, shout out to you. We love you.
Yeah, apparently, while we're in the elevator, mm-hmm. I'm still slinging it.
Such an odd word.
There's two people that were, like, not part of the, you know, NAYC
experience.
Yeah, and I was speaking in tongues and laughing at the same time. I was going ballistic. And
so
AJ was literally, she told me she had to cover my mouth in order to shut up. And then told the two people in the elevators, like, she's okay. You know?
She's okay.
She's just, you know, a little drunk.
Any of you?
What was the question?
How do you deal with the pressure? Yeah.
I think I just remember that everyone's dealing with it, too. It's not just me. Yeah, that's how I got through it. Because obviously school was really hard for me.
Yeah, she's a college student. Yeah. She turned 16 today.
Woo!
So happy birthday, Melanie.
She gets
shout
to
out
spend
to you.
Birthday with us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Woo! And... You are in college. You're not in high school at all.
No.
No. What grade are you in right now in college?
I'm going to be a sophomore.
You're going to be in sophomore. That's cool. Is it hard? Harder than you thought? Or is the curriculum in California? Because you're from the UK.
Yeah.
Is the curriculum here, like, completely different from the UK?
Because
you learn fencing. You learn this and that. Over here is just, like, sports all the way.
Yeah. It's, I think a lot of it has, I think it weighs out. But honestly, I think whatever university you go to, it's all the same. Well, it depends on the professor you have. I can't really rate it on the school. I always say it's, like, about the professor. But it's definitely more like people forget that I'm younger. So they treat me the equal. But once they remember, they're like, oh. So then, yeah, it goes, like, it goes down a step. Not, like, a lack of respect, but it's more like it always happens. I have lab partners, and we go, and they're like, oh, you guys want to go get something to eat? And I'm like, no, I have to be home. And they look at me, and they're like, and then they're like, oh. And they're like, yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
Oh,
like,
they realize your age.
Yeah, because I'm younger. They don't want, like, something to happen, and then, like, it's their responsibility.
Oh, that's cute. That's very nice of them to think about.
But it's, I just remember that it's, like, everyone's going through it, and I'm not by myself. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Very well said. I forgot what question to ask. I was like, where was I going with this one? If there is one question in the whole entire world, like, let's say God is here, mm-hmm. if there is one question you would like to ask him, what would it be? Hmm. And tissues will be prepared if needed.
Like,
the awkward silence.
There's so many things that, like, you would want to know, you know? Like, it's like the more difficult thing is, like, choosing out of thousands of questions, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what right now? Like, something right now. Not, like, futuristically, just, like, right now, as, like, a young person, what would you...
I would ask him... I mean, obviously, I know how he feels about humanity. He loves us, but, like, is he sometimes, like... Why? He's like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's like more like how he feels about it, like fully. Like, obviously, in the end, he loves us, but it's like, are there times where you're
like, what the heck?
Like, yeah,
what
are like you seriously, doing? It's like, you know.
Is it just like.
I hate that question, though, because what if, like, he tells you, like, I was disappointed in you for a while? I'd be like,
how do I fix it?
You're honestly in the young years. You're kind of annoying.
He's like, you are the annoying one.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, that's so hard because I have so many things to ask him. Like,
well, right now, is there something that, like, just one question you just want to ask, like, you're 18, right?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that you're grown. Is there one question you want to ask him, like, as, like, an 18-year-old? Like, you just turned 18. You're an adult now. Like, you're considered an adult legally.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy. I would ask him, why me out of all people? Like, why me? I just want to hear his opinion. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hear his thoughts. I find it intriguing to know what he thinks about on a daily, like.
You just blew my mind.
I guess there's so many Christian denominations, and I know this is the right one, but I'm like, I'm sure there's something someone in our church is, like, wrong about, right? It's not possible to be correct about every single part of the Bible, because there's so many different interpretations about it.
Right.
And I go to a Christian school, but there's a lot of, like, Trinitarian people, there's, like, a couple Pentecostal people, so they always ask me, like, what do you believe in? Like, what does a Pentecostal mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, and they're like, well, I heard that, you know, if a girl wears a skirt too long, they get in trouble. I was like, well, it's more of a personal commitment to God. You know, it's more of a personal thing with God. So I guess, like, what is the correct thing for literally everything in the Bible? I don't know, because there's just so many different interpretations of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are dope. You guys are deep. Like,
it's this new generation. Tunnel.
It's this new generation.
They're going to change the world. Say yes. Say yes. Yes.
You guys can be as loud as you want. This is not...
solid?
Solid, yeah.
Solid.
Let's see. Let's say I'm rich, which I'm not. Disclosure. Just putting it out there. If I was rich... And I give each of you $10,000. Okay. Just be like, it's just like a gift. Like, I just like, hey, do what you want with it. What would you do and why? What would you spend it on and why?
Pay off that rent. Pay off that rent.
I would invest. First of all, pay off the student debt that I'm about to have. But secondly, like,
invest. I felt that really bad.
like stock markets.
Stock markets?
Oh. Yeah.
Girl, what you know about that? What you know about stock markets? Disneyland. Oh, word. Okay. That's all you needed to say.
I'm investing in Disneyland stocks.
What about you? If I gave you $10,000, what would you spend it on and why?
That's such a hard question.
It's $10,000.
I know.
You can go anywhere with this.
On the bulk of my money that I've spent now, I've bought very expensive lightsabers.
Oh my god, I've seen them.
Yeah, I bought almost $500 lightsaber.
$500
for a lightsaber?
Yeah, it's handcrafted, it's metal.
It's metal?
But that thing could, like...
Yeah, it's wait, classified really? As a weapon.
Yes!
I took it to school, and they said, take it home, because it's very durable.
Wait. It's
it's not real.
It came out of my mouth! Oh my god!
Where'd you get it?
It's like, because I'm about to, like, go online and buy one as well.
I probably put, like, most of it in the savings, save up, because I'm saving, like, 90% of the money I have right now.
Oh, he ballin' like that. So would you spend it on more lightsabers?
I don't know, spend it on like a car, you know, a lightsaber, buy a lightsaber yearly, you know.
Yearly? Yearly? Is there anything else you would buy $10,000?
He would buy me Baby Yoda and stuff. Right, Jojo?
Yeah, for sure.
he's saying that for your birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jojo.
All the Baby Yodas you want. In case anybody hasn't noticed, Melanie loves Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm. I would do anything for Baby Yoda, just saying.
Baby Yoda is the bee's knees.
She has that Baby Yoda song stuck in my head.
There's a Baby Yoda song?
Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby Baby Yoda.
What have I done? What did I roll into?
This is just being on a podcast about Star Wars.
Did we scare you?
She's like, what did I roll myself into? The last podcast, we talked about social media and influencers. Is there any influencers that have impacted your life as a young person now?
I mean, besides David Dobrik and
besides wanting a Tesla because of David Dobrik.
Again, shout out David Dobrik. We want a car. Maybe money.
I don't watch or listen to influencers, surprisingly.
No, yeah. You're not a big fan of that?
No, like, on social media, right after, like, the day I graduated 8th grade, mm-hmm. I hated middle school. I unfollowed every single person in my middle school, besides one friend. Wow, so, at that point, I followed, like 20 people.
What?
And then it's gradually grown, and I only follow like really close friends, like super tight friends, you know.
So you're not into that social media influencer type of thing?
Yeah, the only reason I have like Snapchat and Instagram is because I some friends text me there instead of messages. Like, if people never texted me there, I wouldn't use it.
You're your own influencer. That's right. Yeah. Give it the program, guys. I'm just kidding. What about you guys?
I don't know.
They're like, I can't top his answer.
If I may be honest, like, my doppelganger, Liza Koshy.
Ha! Yeah. Liza Koshy's dope.
I don't know.
She's crazy.
I think I like her.
You think you like her or you like her?
No. I think I would choose her just because, like, her humor is so funny. And I think she makes more bank than David Dobrik. Does he? Probably not.
Uh-uh.
Don't quote me on that.
Dude, she is like, she crazy. That's it. That's all I gotta say. She cool, but she crazy. Melanie?
Yeah, kind of like what JoJo said. I have Instagram and TikTok for memes. So I can send them to people. I don't really follow influencers. Also, I think it's kind of, the stuff they talk about is kind of biased, a lot of stuff. I feel like for that you have to research and actually do your research. Because once you do that, you kind of go off of what they're thinking.
Okay.
Things like that. But beside the point, like, the biggest reason that I have social media is for memes.
It's for, it's just for memes. That's the only thing. So your influence is memes.
I am the influencer of memes. I send them to everybody.
You do. So I've heard from your mans.
I send Josiah like 500. We send each other like 500 memes a day. Because when we look at our messages, there's 1,000 something messages every day. And oh, most Lord. Of it's memes.
I'm like, kind of speechless.
Do you guys even talk to each other?
Like, oh, okay.
She doesn't even need to look at the phone. She's like, send it.
She's like, send this, send that. What else do I send? Do I want to send that one? Nah, I don't want to send that one.
I get a lot of Baby Yoda memes from Mel. Mm.
Everyone sends me a Baby Yoda meme, but then I'm like, I already seen that, but thank you.
Who had the most impact in your life?
Ooh.
I mean, besides Jesus, you know, who had the most impact in your life? I know there's multiple probably, but just choose one.
That's hard because there's difficult. A lot for me.
I mean, if I really think about it, it'd probably be like some friend, because that's usually the people you spend the most time with is the people you're most influenced by. You know, like I'd like to say some like grand figure, but it's probably like one of my friends from middle school.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Do they have a name?
Carson.
Shut up, Carson.
Yeah, no, he actually helped me like grow my faith because he's like a humongous atheist. And his thing was like, why do religious people never know what they believe in? And I went to a church where the youth like didn't, like this church, like we know what we believe in, right? Like you can sit down with someone and tell them exactly what. And I was like, I still in like 6th or 7th grade, but I was like, you know, why don't I? So I started like going to church more. I started learning more. And, like, outside of church, trying to learn. And, like, then I could actually have conversations with him when he asked me. And so he probably influenced me to grow my faith more and become the person I am now. So I would say him.
Oh, wowzer. You know, you're very smart for your age, buddy. Like, I'm kind of shooketh. I've talked to you, like, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Or maybe multiple, I don't remember. But, like, conversations with you is very interesting. You're 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're, wow.
You know you've met JoJo when, like, you have those deep conversations with JoJo. And you're just, like, connecting. Like, you're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't have that, because I have
You just had it.
I have, like, the mind of, like, a 5-year-old.
Oh. He has that, too.
At heart, we're still 5-year-olds. Yeah, we just mature.
Wowzers. This, my heart. Okay, ladies.
Oh, that's so hard. I mean, can I say the church? Because we're all as one, right?
Church family.
Ooh, you got me there. Right. I mean, you got me there.
What you didn't say, no?
Because, like, if it wasn't for this church, I would never really, you know, have a deep understanding of who God is and what He has done for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the love that He has given me. Mm. And I think, you know, back then when I look at it, I did not have any friends, like, nada. Like, now that I look at myself now, it's just like, wow, I have all these friends that support me, you know, love me for who I am, and a church who loves me for who I am, even though I'm, like, crazy.
Yeah, you crazy.
Yeah. I finally found...
You know what's really interesting? I can only see one eyeball because this thing right here is, like, blocking one of your eyes. So I see, like, one eye blinking like this. Like, you, like, look like you're winking at me.
So, like, I finally found a church, you know, that's, you know, always there for me.
Mm-hmm.
They love us. Mel?
I'm, like, stuck between, like, 3 people.
Name them all.
All? Okay. Name
them all. Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Oh, now. No. My boyfriend. But also...
And his name is?
Josiah Rodriguez. Matthew Rodriguez. Anyways.
You guys saw him in the last podcast.
But... The other two are the first people that I actually ever talked to when I first came to Bellflower.
Mm.
And they're still my friends to this day. They're my best friends. Their names are Melanie and Kiki. But her name's Kirsten, but I call her Kiki.
There's another Melanie?
Yeah, we're friends. It's actually really
funny.
Do you
guys get confused?
No, because we don't look alike at all.
Okay,
they say the Melanies. So when they call the us, Melanese. Like, we just both go.
Interesante.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm stuck between those three people because before I met Josiah, I was in a really dark place, and Melanie kind of helped me out of that, and Kiki. They both helped me, like, to open up, especially because, like, coming here was so different. Like, mm-hmm. I had switched completely. My life, like, turned around. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't talk to anybody for 3 months at school. I was just, like, going there, and I was like, I'm just here to finish. You know, like, I just want to get it over with. Mm. And I wasn't planning on making friends either because I thought it was going to be a waste of time.
Yeah.
But she talked to me, and she made me do things like cross-country. I was never thinking of doing cross-country because running sucks.
I don't like running either.
Yeah, me neither.
Me and running are not friends. I don't have the cardio or the abs. You built
it up. I didn't have it either, but you built it up.
No. I don't build up any of that.
But then also Josiah, because my life became so much better when I met him. Aww. Just because... No! Okay, you have to listen to me.
Yay!
One, because of him, but, like, the most important reason is because, obviously, he introduced me to the church and to have a relationship with God. I think that was the most important thing for me. Because I wouldn't be who I am had I not bumped into him. Stop.
Mm. He's behind the camera, and they're just, like, staring at each other.
Cheering on.
And, like, giving googly eyes. Where's my husband? What is this? I heard he's playing guitar outside and practicing for things. But
that's how I met Mel.
Oh, yeah, that's how me and
the In and Out.
Yeah, when I first heard that Josiah was coming to my school for track and field, I saw this one.
And he told me about a friend named Momo, but I never connected the dots until, like, a couple months.
And he told me about Mel.
I was there when they connected the dots. We were sitting down, and we were like, wait, you're Momo? And she was like, yeah, and we were like...
Yeah, really, and she's like, you're Melanie. And we were just crazy. Like, yeah, it was a big blow. That's how we met. World.
And apparently that's, she told me that that's how they first met, was at the track and meet.
Yeah, that's when we first met, too, at the track meet at her school. And so that's when I found out.
It was crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really weird.
Dude, I would have given anything to see that. Just, like, just be there, just, like, crazy. Look. It's like, oh, my gosh, you guys actually met?
Yeah.
Met each other. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's a small world.
After all. That was so cute. Oh, my gosh. Why you guys have to do that to me? What did you just say?
Nothing.
Did you just say that you're so single?
Wait, don't expose it here. Are you about to expose something?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh.
She said, I is so single.
I associate single.
Oh. Hmm? I love you, Kayleen. We're all... What? Okay, let's not be awkward.
All right,
I'm in a relationship with Jesus. I'm taken.
Oh, we just asked that question. Anyways, if you were an animal, any animal in the world, whether combined or not, what would it be?
Hedgehog.
Why a hedgehog?
Because there's this hedgehog that I call every hedgehog. I call him Frank because they just look like Franks to me. And I would be a hedgehog.
You'd be a hedgehog.
They just enjoy life, like, with their little spiky backs.
Dude, you can kill a person with those. But if I'm you cute. Got mad. Yeah, yeah. But you're cute, though.
Cute but deadly. Yeah.
Cute but deadly. I like that. You would want to be a hedgehog. I support that.
Thank you.
I like. Would you be the small little baby ones? Yeah, or, like, the
well,
big
I'm
ones?
Small in size already, so I'd probably be, like,
the They're so
the
cute.
Smaller ones. They are very cute. What about you?
Oh, man. Wait, I can... Submerge.
Another. You can submerge animals.
Honestly, I would only be this animal just because I think it's really funny because of the name. Because I saw it on TikTok. a shark and a bear, aka Bark.
A bunch. You would want to be a Bark?
I'm so confused what that would look like. I'm trying to figure it.
Wait,
a bear shark?
What would a bear shark look like?
Like, what end or what front would...
A face of a shark?
On a bear?
And but the body of a bear?
But
what would
the
skin
arms,
be? What would the skin be? Would it be, like, fur? Be or would it be, like...
Furry flippy.
Furry flippy. So the arms would be the fins.
Yeah.
So it's like a shark with legs, just hairy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Work.
Bark.
Bark. Bark. Not actually work.
Have you seen that TikTok where he emphasizes, like, I don't know what his name is.
Oh, they say, like...
A.K. Bark.
Yeah. Bark. What would you be?
I love golden retrievers, and a lot of people say I'm like a golden retriever. And my grandparents have this really cute golden retriever, and I feel like I just bond with her. So I say a golden retriever.
A doggo.
That's so cute. And you're blonde.
Kind of. And you're blonde.
I used to be bright blonde, then I was like dirty blonde, and now I'm just brown. Hair.
Nice. Brown and hair color.
Yes.
Okay.
Save it.
That could have gone really bad.
Well,
Bro,
are you crying again?
I'm crying.
Oh my gosh. When do you guys cry when you laugh? No. Like if you laugh really
it's
hard,
just
you
my stomach hurts.
No, when we're in a group together, when I'm laughing at someone else laughing, I'll start crying. But not like I don't laugh.
Leah.
At,
yeah. Leah's laugh.
Dude, Leah
and
laugh
Bella together.
Leah and
me
Bella's
up.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh. Dude, Bella has me dying with her laugh. Dude, I don't know.
I remember we were in church and she started laughing and I couldn't handle myself, so I started crying.
Like really badly?
Yeah, because like I had to hold my mouth. Yeah.
You had to,
because you know how we all like sit together. Sometimes yeah. Someone will do something dumb during the service, and like Leo or Bella will like
laugh.
We were just in youth group, and I was like looking around the room, and I just happened to look at Leah, and she's like.
Yeah. So we're all like
they were trying to hold their laugh.
Yeah. No, but it was funny because I can see Bella. She's trying to pray, but like she's doing this.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes with you guys nowadays?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes
you should see our group.
Just making eye contact with someone, I don't know why. It's just the funniest thing sometimes.
Especially when on the platform.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look at you a lot and then I want to make eye contact with you.
Okay.
You go.
There was I think it was Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. You were staring at me and you had a mask on and I couldn't tell if you were smiling or not. But I looked into your eyes and immediately they went like squeaky and then I almost like chuckled on stage. That's why I went like this, like pulled away the mic. I was like, oh no, I'm gonna laugh. But it's always somebody somewhere in like the congregation where I always look at them, but then I'm about to laugh. Like I don't want to laugh. It's so
I look
bad.
At Leah when she's on the platform.
On Wednesday when you were scared by the drums. I could not stop.
Oh my god!
Someone, they started practicing or whatever, and he's like, but he's like, but, and she was walking past, and she was like,
I squeaked.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
What is something that you're good at now that you weren't good at a year ago?
Dancing. Dancing. Oh, girl got no rhythm.
Like, TikTok dancing?
Like,
or
I'm,
like.
I'm talking, when I mean like I cannot dance.
Or
I mean
like you're able to like. You
I
know.
Couldn't pop for luck.
So you can.
Like,
not. Now you can do it.
You can move like a snake.
That's service, yeah.
What else? Anybody?
There's so many.
Probably guitar.
Guitar? You got better at guitar?
Yeah. Well, a year ago I couldn't play guitar.
You couldn't or you could?
Could not.
Could not.
No. Yeah.
But you feel like you've progressively gotten
mm-hmm.
better?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to, like...
Well, I took humongous breaks because I was mad and consistent. I did, like, 2 months of lessons, and then for, like, 4 months, I just practiced on my own, and then I'm, like, I restarted back up. But over the, like, probably 6 months where I didn't take lessons, I just, like, developed it by myself.
That's good to know for future youth music stuff. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, you should do that right now and hit
link
the bell.
In the description. Smash that like button.
And follow our Instagram if you haven't done that either. Because if you haven't, who are you? Mm-hmm. I want to know you. I love you. Okay.
We're sane. Why did you guys all say like, yeah.
Okay, everyone was like, yeah. So what would you, what a year ago, but then like you can do now?
Maybe running. I still can't sing.
Lies. No, yes, you can.
Are you kidding me?
You are an amazing singer. Look at our
Wii
3 channel.
Dude,
little plug-in. Link will not be in the bio, but I can send it to you, you know?
I think running.
Running?
I have more endurance now.
Me, I want that.
But I'm trying to get more speed now.
You're trying to gain the speed now.
Yeah.
What's your time?
Well,
have you timed yourself yet?
Not yet.
No.
But I want to run all the way to Long Beach and then run back. Because we've done that as a team before, and it's 11 miles. So in total, we'd probably be doing like 22 miles.
So you're doing that cross-country stuff.
Yeah, but I also want to get the speed for that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a certain time I want to
cross-country's
hit.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's hard stuff because it's a lot of breathing techniques, a lot of
running. That's the
running.
Thing. With my cross-country team, we never got taught any of that. So we were just told to... We wouldn't even stretch before running.
What?
Yeah, we would just... He would open the gate for us because we used to run out.
He would open the gate. He's like, go ahead. Okay, have
no,
at it.
No, seriously. We were crackheads. Like, we were, like, the dumbest. But we had the best GPA. We had the best average GPA in the school as a sport. But what he would do is we would run out. Yeah, seriously. But we would run outside of the school, which most schools aren't allowed to do. They have to run inside the track. But we were crackheads. We would. Some of us would almost get hit by cars because, like, we wouldn't pay attention.
Don't do that at home.
Don't do that. Pay attention when you're running.
Please.
But what I'm saying is,
be safe.
Like, we would just, we would all get dressed, and then it would be like 15 minutes, and he'd be like, "Okay, let's go," and he would open the gate, and we just all go.
Dude, I can imagine.
I can imagine it being a silent movie. Have you ever guys seen a silent movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Great. I am not old. That's fantastic. There's a silent movie where, like, everything's, like, speeded up. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can imagine all of you, like, running, like, just all your little legs, just, like, running across.
You know what I can imagine? Like, your coach saying, release all crackheads.
Release all crackheads.
He runs with us, and he's always in the front.
Okay, at least he runs with us.
Yeah,
most gym teachers wouldn't do that.
No.
They wouldn't run.
He runs. He looks super young. Shout out to Coach Adrian. He's awesome. He's
Shout
literally
out.
The best. But yeah, he runs with us and everything. And like, if you do something stupid, he'll go like.
He'll just stare at you.
And then he'll turn the other way.
I had this track teacher in high school. Every time we would run, he wouldn't run with us. And he would just actually be on, like, the bleachers.
That's
eating
all track.
He's
eating a cheeseburger.
Like, no, a Twinkie. He'll be eating a Twinkie just on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And we're just like, I'm over here. Running and you're over there eating a Twinkie and Rice Krispies and I'm like trying to lose the weight but you're over there like we can do this together. Come join me. Come on.
Wait, that's all they do? They just leave you?
Yeah,
most track teachers would. Yeah.
Most cross country teachers go if like they have to run outside because obviously they can't just let you leave.
Yeah, Kayleen's on that lacrosse team.
Lacrosse.
Yeah, she's a lacrosse gal.
Yeah.
Lacrosse is pretty cool.
Not what really. Makes you lose? Did you just yawn? Did you stay up late again?
I mean, not again. It's just kind of a normal thing, though.
Sleep?
Like, I followed my sleep schedule.
Yeah.
I feel like ever since quarantine happened, everybody's sleep schedule is super duper
off.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, on the weekends, my sleep schedule is always, like, the same. Like, 3, 4 a.m. Sometimes I never sleep. But now it's just kind
Sometimes
of constant.
Sometimes I just never
sleep. Now it's just a constant weekend.
Just a constant weekend?
Yeah, because I have nothing to do.
How do you guys do that? How do you pull an all-nighter?
You just vibe, man.
Well, you
I mean, I think I could do it.
I can't do it without, like, usually I'm, like, talking with friends or something. I can't do it, like,
really?
By just... I can't do it, like, watching movies because I just
Really?
I do it, like, on TikTok or just, like, sending people stuff,
well,
but they don't reply.
I'll
but they
like,
don't reply.
Yeah, like, 5... Like 5 a.m. is I'm by staying up all night. I mean like not sleeping the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, I can't. I'll just fall asleep if I'm watching something.
Okay.
Because I'm like... But if
so
I'm
you
a
would
friend,
have
like,
to be like conversing with somebody in order to like stay up and pull an all-nighter.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't talk today.
I'm kind of...
Girl.
For me, sometimes. But like when I'm staying up, I'm usually watching funny videos. And my sister can't... My sister can speak on this.
I can attest to that. There was this one time where like I wanted to go to bed at 9 a.m. I wanted to go... I wanted to go to bed at 9 p.m., and my sister didn't make that possible for me. She was literally, like, on her phone, like, laughing at memes, looking at weird videos. And all you hear is her laughing, like,
like honestly,
laughing up a storm.
Honestly, every time I do that, I can see my sister looking at me, and she'd be like, what are you doing? And then 5 minutes later, she throws a pillow at me.
That sounds about right. Don't throw your pillow at your siblings.
I thought you were going to say don't throw your siblings at your pillow.
Don't do that either.
Don't
I mean, you could
siblings.
If
don't
you're willing, but don't.
Willing?
Okay, moving on.
I believe I can fly.
You believe you can fly?
No, the sibling believes it.
I believe I can fly.
Moving on.
The awkward silence.
So how was your guys' day?
Pretty solid.
What's the weather like?
Okay, if you were in another person's body and... Okay, wait. Let me rephrase that question. Let's say you saw yourself from a distance. Okay. What would be your first impression of yourself? Let's let the birthday girl answer this one first.
I'm always, like, smiling or talking. So I'm like, dang, shut up.
I'd be like, wow, really? So your first impression of yourself would be like, oh my god.
I'd be like, she looks different from this angle.
You'd be looking at the angles.
You're like,
oh. Who are you?
I mean, all right.
that's your first impression? Right. I mean, all right, okay.
I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, I'd be like, normal?
Normal?
Looks about right.
She looks about an average, you know, average size.
Look pretty solid.
You look solid. Keep it going.
At school, I'm pretty much a...
He was going to say, I'm pretty much a thug.
I'm pretty much a stereotypical theater kid. I have like a leather satchel. I wear Converse.
You have a leather satchel.
Mm-hmm. You're like Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds.
Oh my gosh, you guys should watch Criminal Minds.
Yes.
Over the ages of 15, please. Okay.
But I'm also known as the music man because I never take off my headphones. Like even like talking with friends, I have one ear off.
Oh. Are we okay over there, cameraman?
Josiah's fault. So, yeah, probably be like, what a weird theater kid.
Oh, you should... You should see him when we're on FaceTime. Like, he's with his gamer set.
Oh, yeah. No. So I put Beats on, and then I put my gamer headset on the other ear.
Yeah, it's like half and half.
You do
that? Yeah.
Well, because I'll be on FaceTime with them, and then I'll be playing video games with my friends on the other ear.
I would just say Mr. Multitask.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Multitask? Not Multitasker?
No, just Mr. Multitask.
Okay, I'll take it.
I am the
Multitask. Sweet and simple. Okay, we're gonna...
think JoJo would be like, dang, he's tall.
No, but so around... There's a lot of tall people in my school. Like I'm average for most guys. Just that.
What city do you live in? Well,
my friend group is, like, mostly female, so, like, they're tiny, but... So compared to them...
Ladies, man! But most of your guy friends are tall.
Yeah.
Like 6 feet tall? Because I know you just grew to 6 feet, you finally.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Right, shadows?
Yeah. No, like 5'11", 5'10". So I'm average. And you can't tell, like a tiny inch, you can't
tell. He's 6 feet, okay? Let's just put it at that. He's 6 feet. Thank you guys for joining our podcast. We love you so much. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I like how Kaylee repeated that after.
Goodbye.
Anyways, goodbye. See you guys later. Make sure you guys subscribe, click that bell button, and follow our Instagram. Love you guys.